Glory to we are here together in the exciting time, most exciting moment of life. We're here in the presence of God with Clear Vision Television. And it is clear vision. It is uncomplicated and simple. That's what clear means. And I am Rose, and you are watching the program today, tonight, whatever time you're watching it. And I'm here to encourage you, uplift you, feed you the Word in such a way that your life changes, because God changes your life with His Word. And we're going to learn that Word in a simple, simple, simple way today. And then later on in the program, I have a powerful man of God with me, Reverend Terry Mott. You are going to be amazed. He is awesome. He is a holy man of God. He's an evangelist, a prophet. And wow, do you want to hear what he has to say. So you stick with me, and in the second segment, we'll be together, and you'll get to see what I'm talking about. Right now, let's go right on into our scripture in Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. Oh, beloved, God wants you to speak up. Speak up. Don't be speaking about all the nonsense you've been talking about. Don't be whining and crying. But speak up, and let's read that scripture and see what God's talking about here. He says to them, Jesus is doing the talking. Jesus said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, that is your lack of firmly relying trust, I truly tell you, if, since, that word if in the Greek translates to mean since, S-I-N-C-E, since you have the faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Beloved, I am a sitting, living example, and so is Reverend Mott that's coming on. You are going to be amazed at what he has to say about his relationship with the Lord. And I know you get amazed when I start telling you just a little bit. Nothing is impossible to you. I don't care if you've gone through divorce. I don't care if you've gone through, if you've been a pastor of a church and you left your church and ran off with a secretary. God knows what you've gone through. God knows what you've gone through. Are you ready to be faithful today and take another step and discover God's greatest life for you? Are you ready, just like Noah? Noah's a good example. You think Noah didn't have any problems when he was building the ark? Number one, he kept telling them it was going to rain, and there never had been rain. They didn't know what he was talking about. Noah had a lot of problems to deal with. He had many mountains to speak, and it took him 120 years. Don't give me any back talk about how you've spent the last year of your life, or the last 5 years of your life, or the last 10 of your life suffering. Noah spent 120 years building the ark and putting up with everything that went along with it. And I want you to understand today that God is preparing to do something great through you. He is preparing you to do something great to you. So if there's a mountain in your life, you've got to speak to it. If there's a mountain in your life, you've got to speak to the mountain. Don't holler at God to speak to it. You speak to the mountain. You call to that mountain and tell it what to do. I'm not going to have much time here to talk to you, because I want to give so much good time to Terry, but you stay with me, because I want you to understand that God has a plan. And His plan is that you have His best. His plan is that you be blessed. His plan is that you learn to sow His Word, and then He multiplies it and brings it to harvest for you to reap. His plan is that He blesses you financially, and that you sow finances, and that you sow finances, and then He multiplies that and brings you a harvest to reap, and you become a bigger blessing. God's plan is for you to speak directly to the mountain and tell it to get out of your life. That's what God's plan is. So I want you to pay attention to the product offer. I have a DVD for you in a book. I'll be right back in a minute. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision, and I want you to stay with me. We have a powerful program for you today, beyond what we've already started. I love you. See you in a minute.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established strong mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Glory to the Lord. We are having the best time here honoring the Lord and just making sure that everybody understands when God lays the plans, they happen. And doesn't matter how many plans man lays, they don't happen until God says, okay. And He is the plan layer. Amen. You were watching the offer. I want you to order this DVD, Strong Mountain, because it helps you understand who you are in Christ and what He has for you, what God has planned for you. So get your DVD, Strong Mountain. It's a DVD of one of the programs we did. And you can also go on YouTube now and watch the television broadcast. That is awesome to me. I don't know how many billions of people that reaches. Right now, I want you to also order your little book, 30 Days, The Champion in You, because it is 30 days of Scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayers, and God's Word changes your life. When you change your thinking and let the Word renew your life, God changes your life. So order this book, order your DVD, call the ministry, ask for prayer, leave us your name, address, phone number. If you can't get through to us, we'll call you right back, and we'll send you these out right away. God loves you so much. I have the privilege of having Pastor Terry, Reverend Terry, Evangelist Terry, Prophet Terry. You're all of that, aren't you?
Amen. I'm just praise God. Yes, I am.
You are, honey.
Yes, I am.
And you know what I like the most about you, Terry?
Praise God.
Besides the Word and the Lord in you?
Amen.
You got a ponytail.
Yes.
Turn around here and show that you got this ponytail, honey. That
right.
See, when you're down in Murray, Kentucky.
Yes, right.
And you have a ponytail.
Right.
And you are a Kentucky man.
Yes, I am.
And you understand about my plaid shirts.
Amen.
And no shoes.
And no shoes. We in Kentucky, we don't wear shoes. Amen.
But we know the Lord, don't we?
We know the Lord.
And I'm so blessed to have you on the program because you called our ministry.
Amen.
And I called you back.
Right.
And you started supporting the ministry.
Amen.
I want you to share really quick what happened once that happened.
Well, once I sent you in a tithe off of a check that I had come in, and as soon as I had done that, well, God had blessed me again with another check. You know, it's overflow, Rose.
Yes.
You just can't outgive God.
No.
Isn't that awesome?
No.
Right.
And when you sent that second check in,
right,
I'm going to read what you said.
Okay.
I've got it right here in front of me.
Okay.
See right here?
Uh-huh.
Look right here.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
I've got it right here, honey.
Praise the Lord.
You said, I received a check unknown to me.
Right.
I was going to receive. I had just sent a tithe on another check.
Right.
I had received. I had talked to Rose. I told her I would tithe on this check because I know as a prophet, and you see this highlighted, don't you? As a prophet, Rose's ministry is going to be the biggest in the world.
Amen.
An explosion of the Spirit of God.
Exactly.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, it will happen.
It will happen. It's not no maybe, it will.
Now, amen. Terry, I'm receiving that from the name of the Lord.
You're claiming that.
I declare it, I claim
praise
it.
Praise God.
Because I trust that God has spoken to you. Not because He spoke to you about me.
No.
But because I know He speaks to you about Himself.
Right.
And about His Word.
He does.
And
absolutely.
You said when you and Louise arranged your time with me.
Yes.
That you wanted to share about your testimony.
Yes.
Because it would change people's lives.
Yes, it's because, you know, I've heard of life-changing testimonies from a lot of people on television, and my experience with the Lord, it'll bring tears to people's eyes out there. I believe that people, when they hear this testimony, it'll make them cry.
Thank you, Father.
But
yes, Lord.
What had happened
bless
is
him, Lord. Thank
me
you.
And my father and mother, and we were going to go on a picnic down at the lake at Kentucky Lake. And probably everybody knows where it is. It's the Twin Lakes. They call it Barkley and Kentucky Lake. Well, we were on Kentucky
Lake. And you were 4 years old.
I was 4 years old. Yes. Yes, I was.
Awesome.
It's an awesome thing. And while they were cooking and getting, you know, the picnic ready, all of the children, we were out swimming and having such a good time out in the water. And for some reason, I had got in water over my head, and I couldn't swim yet because I was 4 years old. So I started trying to grasp to get back a hold, you know, of the float. And I could not reach it because I was little, you know. And so I just, you know, in my little voice, I was trying to cry where somebody could hear me. You know, when my head would pop out of the water, where nobody could hear me. Nobody didn't know what was happening. And so I heard a voice from the devil, like just as clear as the world. I mean, the devil said, yelling at me, I'm going to get you, son. At 4 years old, can you imagine that? I'm hearing that from the devil.
And you didn't know, did you know tonight that that was the devil, or did
yes,
you just, you knew that?
I knew that because the eerie, you know, sound, and I could tell absolutely that it was him. But when that happened, a Sunday school teacher of mine, he had taught us the song, Jesus Loves Me. And
four
the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
wow.
Holy Ghost now started singing to me, angels. And just singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. You
and,
don't know.
And you're drowning.
I'm drowning.
At 4 years old.
I had drowned. It. Arose, I had drinking all the water. You know, when your stomach gets full, then it goes into your lungs.
Yes.
So what I had done, I had perished. I had died. And when that happened, well, where we were, you know, they call it Blood River. Whenever the water really gets bloody. But this day, it was kind of clear, so it was murky. But, you know, in the top of the water, it just opened up clear as everything. I mean, I was underwater. The water opened up perfectly clear. A light out of the eastern sky, and me being 4 years old, come down upon me from the heaven, just like Paul on the road to Damascus, and a voice told me,
Hallelujah.
Brother Mott, I love you, but you know, I'm not going to take you home right now. I've got other things for you to do. And you know, Rose, I seen angels up there. I seen the glory of the Lord. I mean, I know what Jesus looks like. People, you know, I mean, it's just awesome. So whenever that happened, you know, a peace come over me, you know, my whole.
Terry, if I didn't have a granddaughter that has the call on her life that she has.
Yes.
And I haven't seen other children that have seen God this way.
Yes.
It would be hard to imagine this.
Right.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
God speaks to us and tells us unless we become like children.
Yes.
We'll not enter the kingdom.
No.
So go ahead, honey.
But anyway, after that happened, well, this is another miracle. Well, I guess you know as well as I do, most people when they're drowning in clear water, I mean, like the Pacific Ocean, most of the time, the children that they're looking for will be right next to them. Well, you know, it was just amazing. They said my father just ran off and didn't know. They didn't know what he was doing. He just running out in the water just like that and ran. And how could he have known where I was? It had to be God telling him.
Yes.
And he ran. He said, he's picking me up.
Thank you, Lord.
He laid me down.
Glory to you, Father.
And then, I come back alive. Ain't that something? Oh, I'll never forget it.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as I live. The joy
of the Lord's all over this. I just can't get over it.
I'll never get over it as long as I live.
No. Thank you, Father.
And I just love Jesus so much, you know. But I didn't have it on. He had to work for me.
Yes.
Like he does and like he has.
And you travel, you go, and you minister, you speak, you do whatever God tells you to do.
I do prison work, I do ministry all over the world, anywhere He wants me to do, what
Father,
He wants me to do.
Father, thank you, yes.
Amen.
Honey, I can't, there's not enough words to describe the power of God.
No.
There's not enough time to describe Him. There's not enough ways to say what He can do.
No.
And there's somebody watching right now.
Amen.
There's people, many people. There's over a billion people watching this broadcast, Terry.
Amen.
And there are people watching who have felt like their life is over.
Yes.
There's no hope. They're drowning in their circumstances. They're drowning
yes.
in their debt,
yes.
their lack, their yes. loss.
Yes.
They've lost a child,
yes,
whatever. And they do not understand that God can pull them out of that.
That's
with
right.
ministering angels, with His Word.
It's real.
So I want you to actually look at the camera.
Yes.
If you feel, do you feel led to do that, honey?
Yes.
And
I
talk
am.
To the people.
Yeah.
And tell them what God can do.
Okay.
Just look, what camera is it we need to be on? This one over here? Okay.
I'd just like to tell each and every one of you that what God has done for me, He can do for you. Amen. If you get in a situation, like if you have, right now, there's somebody out there that they have a problem with cocaine drugs. God is healing you of it right now. It's gone in Jesus' name. There's somebody else that's going to come in and have an abortion. Honey, Joni, you ain't going to do it. Just keep that baby and everything's going to be all right. Another person that's an alcoholic in Murray, Kentucky, and I tell you what, his house is burned down and everything's going to be all right with him. And there's also people all over the world right now that don't have any hope. But I want to tell you right now, you do have hope. And His name is Jesus.
Thank
In
you.
John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. I guarantee you right now, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says in Romans chapter 10 and 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you shall be saved. So, honey, all you people out there, call upon the name of Jesus. I've been into the prison on death row. They've got saved everywhere in the world that I've been. They've been saved. Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank Praise you. God. You know the Lord saves, don't you?
Yes.
You know He heals.
Yes. Yeah.
You know He has divine plans.
Yes.
And you believe He has divine plans for this ministry, for Rose Ministries.
Yes, awesome.
And you know you're going to be part of it, don't you?
Yes, I do. You done told me that. Praise God. Ain't that so? Amen. Hallelujah. That's
awesome. I didn't have any trouble receiving that word from you.
Amen.
Because even though the Lord told me one day, Terry, I said, Father, tell me what's going to happen next year. And He said, this was some years back. He said, Rose, you're not even handling today. So I'm not going to tell you about next year. And I've learned, I don't really, really want to know about next year, okay? But yes, I do receive, in the name of Jesus, that God has plans for this ministry and for you in this ministry that are beyond anything we can dream.
It's beyond comprehension,
yes.
God is telling me. Yes,
that Ephesians 3:20 says,
yes.
God is going to do for you far above and beyond
yeah,
anything you dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine.
Amen.
And that's not just for me.
No.
It's not just for you or this ministry.
No.
That's for anybody's life that's watching
Praise
this program.
God. Amen.
It's for whoever,
yes.
wherever, whenever.
Anywhere.
No matter what the
circumstance. No matter where it is. Yes.
We could say it 5,000 times, 10 more million programs.
Yes.
And it ain't going to change, is it?
It's not going to change.
No.
No.
I looked down here on your sheet you sent in.
Yes.
And you said right here that it's going to, that this time is going to work into an explosion of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That you've been waiting 20 years for.
Absolutely. I haven't let anybody put me on television for 20 years. They've tried to put me in, you know, on big ministries in Memphis, in Nashville, all over, and I just refused because I was waiting for the right person to call. Guess who it was? You, Rose.
Terry, I believe, honey, that
yeah.
time has started now.
It has.
I believe that explosion has occurred in the lives of people watching.
Absolutely.
We've been overloaded at the ministry for weeks. We've been overwhelmed with
yes.
the new broadcasts, the new calls, the increases. And I was telling you about that when you came and you said, you just haven't even got started. Why are you talking about that? So
Amen.
I know, see, tonight... tomorrow and Thursday night is a 9 o'clock broadcast on DirecTV.
Yes.
And I know that's going to be, I won't even say, way beyond what we even have, already had. See, I already see. And Sunday morning,
praise
and
God.
Sunday at 9 o'clock here on CW, and Sunday night on CTN DirecTV.
Yes.
And we've just gone on YouTube. You can push. Ooh. I don't understand all that, but you can push a button, go on the internet with YouTube, and turn this program on.
Praise
worldwide. God. I don't understand that. I've seen it. I've watched it happen, and I'm seeing me on there do that, but I just don't understand. I'm still back when, you remember when we had radios, and I don't know how old you are. How old are you? Do you care?
I'm 58.
See, you're a baby. But you
I am a baby.
But you remember, back when we had radios and we didn't have TV.
Yes, yes.
And we turned a knob and we heard the guiding light or whatever we heard on the radio.
Right.
And I still don't know how that happens.
No.
So for me to have somebody tell me that and show me that they can turn the television on or the internet on and watch this program, my mind can't grasp that.
I just can't understand it either. And me, I'm, I know everything there is about electronics. I can't.
And here we sit. Yeah.
And here we are. Praise
the Lord. Thank you, Lord, honey.
Amen.
I want you to come back with me. I think you're going to be back with me more than I know. But I'm inviting you back with me now.
Amen.
As soon as possible. You come such a long way. How far is it from Murray, Kentucky?
Well, I on my odometer, when I come up here, to come through, on 265 and come up through the town, it's about 400 miles.
Wow.
It's a pretty good way. But, I've got a real good automobile and car, and it doesn't take very long.
So you came right on up yesterday, stayed all night.
It was my birthday yesterday, by the way. Hi, everybody. But, it was my birthday, and I had a wonderful time.
Thank you.
I love Louisville, Kentucky anyway. I love it.
Thank you, honey, for coming.
Yes, I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're with me, and so glad you're with me from now on.
Amen.
And I'm so glad for your willingness to obey the Lord and sow your finances.
Amen.
So many people say they want to trust the Lord, but they're not willing to take that precious thing of their life, their time, their thinking, their money.
Right.
They're not willing to take it and trust Him with it.
No.
And He's not going to do anything but multiply it.
No, they don't understand, like Jesse the Planist and other ministers say, overflow.
Yes.
It's the more you give, it says in the scripture, God says 30, 60, and 100 fold, all will return to you.
Yes.
If you just believe in God and sowing that seed.
Yes, yes.
If people right now would sow to your seed, they wouldn't believe how much money that they would have coming back right
now.
Yes,
Lord, thank you.
Father. God.
Okay.
Praise God.
We're going to be together soon again. I am having to close the program, which is not my favorite part. Where do I look? I don't even know where I'm so wound up in the Lord here. I don't know what to do about the cameras, which is the least of our thinking, isn't it? I want you to call the ministry. I want you to trust the Lord. God wants you to trust Him. He wants you to know that you can. Terry has shared with you an awesome testimony of life, of hope, that he would not even have been here if God had not reached down out of the heavens and pulled him up out of that water. Honey, I'm a swimmer. I'm a skier. I'm a boater. I'm a go out and jump in the lake. And I know about drowning. I know about saving lives. I lifeguarded as a young girl many times on lakes and oceans and swimming pools for country clubs and all kind of things. So I understand about drowning, and I know about drowning in life. I know that you may be drowning in your life today. You may be suffering. You may be struggling. You may be going down, you think, for the last time. That's not God. I had a young man call me last week that's been diagnosed with terminal leukemia, the worst worst kind there is. I don't know all about leukemia, but there's evidently stages of it. And he's going into chemotherapy for 30 days starting today and tomorrow. And you know what he wanted to do when he called me? He wanted prayer. He wanted to sow financially. He committed his finances to the ministry for the next months, for the next years, planning to be here. Planning to be here, Terry. And Amen. He told me, he said, I know God's going to take this disease and remove it from me. He said, I'm already seeing it happen. And we prayed together, and we praised the Lord together. And I watched God give him a peace that was beyond anything I could ever imagine. God wants you to have that. God wants you to trust him. He wants you to praise him.
Yes.
Start praising him right now with Terry and I. Yes. Praise him and thank him, Father, that for what you've already done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you teach me to believe. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you helped Noah when you told him to build the ark. Thank you, Lord, that you tell us and teach us to faithfully, boldly come into your presence and do what you've asked us to do. If the Lord's telling you to sow your life into him, agree to it. He'll show you how. If he's telling you to sow your finances into the kingdom or in this ministry some way, do it. He'll tell you how. God loves you so much. I love you. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. This is Pastor Terry. And we love you. We are so happy to have been with you. I can't thank and praise the Lord enough for you. God bless you. Until next time, God loves you, and I'll see you on TV with Clear Vision.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory with Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, September 19th and 20th, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Glory Church. Call now 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions. Or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in his power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established strong mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.